I have the impression that people think that I really don't like them or something because I
what?
I don't interact with people very much because I want to keep to myself and not stir up my
don't
glazes.
Care.
I have the impression.
Just don't
that,
care.
Okay, don't care. All right. I shouldn't.
I mean, what does it interest you? What other people think?
I don't like conflict.
Yeah. Then get into conflict. Yeah. Then investigate it. Yeah. I mean, if you don't like something, you know, I mean, this is something, you know, that you have to clear off, yeah? You don't have to argue with other people, yeah? But the bad feeling that you have, yeah? I mean, when was it, you know, was it in the Zoom session when I said, you know, I mean, this German joke, you know, about the person, you know, who wanted to borrow the hammer from his neighbor? It was all in his head, yeah? It has nothing to do with the outside. So something doesn't have to do with the outside. Something might have, yeah?
When I get feedback, because sometimes I get feedback from people where I think that, oh, if I changed my behavior, then I wouldn't.
No, you don't have to change your behavior, you know, unless you feel that your behavior is not an outside, yeah? That's when you'd have to change your behavior. Sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes people can give you a positive feedback that, you know, leads you to something that you can eradicate, and sometimes it is not. You have to know for yourself what it is. Yeah?
But to not interact with people is not a bad thing.
No.
I don't do it because I don't like them. It's because I want to protect myself.
Other people also want to, you know, be by themselves. Yeah. So it's not a bad thing. No. I mean... I was the same. I was not interested, you know. But the Thais do understand it much more than the Westerners. The problem, the Westerners have a problem, you know. I mean, have a communication problem. Huh? But the Thais do understand it more well. Yeah. And the Westerners, you know, have a more difficult time. Yeah. Especially, you know. I mean, here we are in a practicing monastery. I mean, if you live in live in another kind of monastery, yes, then it might be a problem. Yeah? I mean, when people came to me and said, you know, I mean, where are you from? What are you doing here? I said, yeah. Huh? I just said one word and went. Yeah? I didn't care. Yeah? And I don't care what other people think about me. And that is the problem, that is something that you have to do. Yeah? But it can be helpful, you know. Sometimes, you know, indications that come from other people can be helpful, yeah. And sometimes, you know, I mean, how often do I talk about the mirror of ourselves, yeah? It's in other people. Mm-hmm. Whatever you see in other people is within ourselves, yeah?
I'm getting really good at recognizing that, like, no, it's not this and that and them and the situation. It's all here.
It's coming from here, yeah? It's just projected out, you know. We are just like a slide projector, yeah? Whatever is in our heart, we see everywhere, yeah? And if you watch slideshows, you know, I mean, then you know. If somebody is standing there behind the slide, you know, in front of the white wall, yeah? You don't see him because, I mean, of the slide that is projected onto him, yeah? Only when your heart is completely white, then you see this person. Okay?
Thank you.
There was somebody else, you know, who was asking, you know, the Indian name, novice, yeah, he doesn't want to interact with people either, yeah? I mean, Cooper Richard hardly interacts with people. Yeah? So, I mean, it's completely okay, yeah?